to plot, right? Marry a young Jewish girl. Angel appears to her and tells her she's going to have a child. But there's a problem. She's a virgin. Of course, God miraculously performs this. And Mary later on goes and finds her cousin Elizabeth, tells her about it, and the baby in Elizabeth's womb, who was John the Baptist, leaps for joy. Joseph, who Mary was engaged to, he found out about it, and he wanted to put her away to divorce her because he felt shame. But the angel appeared to Joseph and shared the same thing with Joseph, that this is a special child. Of course, providentially, it worked out that there was a census by the Roman Empire, and for the Jewish people, they had to go back to the town by which their family was from. For Joseph and Mary, that was Bethlehem, being of the house of David. And of course, in the Old Testament, Bethlehem was prophesied to be the place where the Messiah would be born. So they go to Bethlehem, and there's no room at the inn. They end up in a manger, a place where animals were fed. Of course, the child is born. Angels appear to the shepherds, tell them the good news. The shepherds go off praising and glorifying God. And then sometimes later, the magi from the east, wise men, they too came looking for Jesus. Pretty simple story. Yet I think it's the most profound story ever. Deity took upon humanity. The creator of the world became part of his creation. God left his throne in heaven, walked amongst us. Now, why? What was the purpose? To save us from our sins. We see that throughout the Christmas story. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the angel speaking to Joseph. He says, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, the Old Testament word Joshua, it means the Lord is salvation. And he will save, not religion, not rules, not rituals, regulations, a philosophy, but a person, Jesus Christ. Will save. The word save means to deliver. It could be from danger. And of course, the danger that he's come to save us from is from our sins. Because God is a righteous, holy God. He's given us his law. He's given us his standard. And all of us, every one of us, have broken it many ways. We've had other gods before him. We've taken his name in vain. We've taken things that weren't ours. We've told untruths. We've lusted after other people, other positions, houses, cars. So Jesus came to save people from their sins. After Christ was crucified, buried, rose from the dead, then 40 days later ascended into heaven, the apostle Peter's out in Jerusalem preaching a sermon. And he says, and there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. One name. See, there's not many ways to God. There's only one. That's because God became a man. He was the perfect God-man, Jesus Christ. And so the way, again, is not philosophy, moral living, good works, but it's through a person, Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but through me. Well, back to the Christmas story. Mary says in Luke 1:47, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. See, Mary, like everyone else who's ever lived, has needed a Savior. The Apostle Paul writes, for we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The angels tell the shepherds in Luke 2:11, for today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Savior. to save. Christ is the Greek term for the Hebrew word Messiah. That means the anointed one of God, the special one that God would send. Not just another prophet, not just another priest, a good teacher, a good man. Jesus is more than all of that. Jesus, again, is God in the flesh. He is the Lord. He's the supreme authority. So the simple Christmas story, God became a man, took upon humanity to save us from our sins. And what's the reaction? Well, it's one of joy to the world. Full of joy. Luke 1:44, Elizabeth, when she hears about Mary with the child, "For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy." Full of exuberance. The Messiah had come. Mary, Luke 1:47, "And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." The angels to the shepherds. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people.'" Jesus came not only to save the nation of Israel, but he came to save the world. For anyone who put their faith and trust in him. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Whoever. Doesn't matter your nationality. Doesn't matter your age. Jesus Christ came to save people. God desires people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The shepherds, Luke 2:20, "The shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they'd seen and heard, just as had been told them." And then the Magi, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy." So the Christmas story, God became a man, took upon humanity to save us from our sins. And the reaction, the result is joy. Joy. Listen, today, the Christmas season, 2012, God desires the same for you. That you come to know the Savior, that you come to know the joy of your salvation. Do you know that today? What's your reaction to the Christmas story? Nice little children's play. Or it's much more than that. See, again, we've all broken God's law. We all have a debt to God that we cannot pay back. And we all carry that load around. The guilt of the things we've done. We feel weary. We feel heavy laden. So we try to work our way to God. You know, it's like trying to climb a ladder to the planet Mars. Nobody can do it. Nobody's strong enough. Nobody has enough time on this earth to do enough good deeds, enough good works. That's why Jesus came down. He became one of us. He left heaven and became one of us. And that baby in the manger became a Savior on the cross. And he had to be both God and man. He was the perfect God-man, the unique one, the only one who's ever lived. To be God because he perfectly fulfilled the law. He perfectly, throughout his life, carried out all the things that God demanded because he's a holy, righteous God. Christ did that. And then he had to be a man because only by being a man could he die for men. Could he be our substitute? Could he die in our place, be condemned in our place? So Christ was the perfect God-man. And Christ, this day, invites you to come to him. If you've never known the joy of salvation, the true meaning of Christmas, Jesus says, "Come to me." Again, not a religion, not even a church. But come to a person who wants to forgive you of your sins, give you eternal life, begin a lifelong relationship with you that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's come to give you life and life at its fullest. Because Jesus Christ is life himself. He's the giver of life. And he offers forgiveness of sins and eternal life for anybody who will receive him as their personal Savior. Do you know the joy of salvation? Do you know the joy that was expressed here in the Christmas story? Jesus wants to save you today. Let's pray. Father, as we close in prayer, I pray right now, if there might be anyone here today who's not sure, who's murky, who's fuzzy, that they might realize that the baby in the manger came to die on the cross, to pay the penalty for sins, that none of us can be good enough, can do enough works to pay that debt that we owe. That's why Christ did it for us. He left his heavenly home, lived the perfect sinless life, and now offers salvation to anyone who will trust in him as their personal Savior. It's a matter of faith right now to ask Christ to save you, that you know you need a Savior. So, Lord, I pray right now, any person who doesn't know that great joy of now being a living relationship with the living God, that they might experience it by turning to Christ right now. So, Lord, we thank you for our day. We thank you for the great job that the children did, that the music team did. We thank you for Clint and for Shannon and just their vision to put this together. And, Lord, we also want to lift up to you the name of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, the only name by which anybody can be saved. It's in his name I pray. Amen.